Nearly 800,000 people have been approved for the DACA program nationwide since 2012.
All the talk about us taking away jobs and taking every handouts is not true.
Sarah Moya is a 20-year-old college student, a millennial, and a DACA recipient.
We are given a license, a work authorization document, and we pay taxes even though we're not documented, quote unquote. So DACA does not provide financial aid for us for schools. We cannot take out loans. We can only receive scholarships and private scholarships. We do not get health care, but it definitely does give us that opportunity to at least live peacefully and not scared that we're going to get deported when we're just working.
And in my family's case, my mom is a U.S. citizen and my sister is a green card holder. So they're very concerned about me and, you know, what could happen to me.
Tony Choi of Bergen County was 9 when his family came to the United States from South Korea. He's a high school and college graduate, currently a social media manager for a digital company. In downtime, he cares for his elderly mother.
For the past 5 years, I've been able to build a livelihood, and that's, you know, that's something that I never thought I'd be able to save for myself. I thought I would always be working under the table. I thought, you know, that, you know, even with, despite all my education, despite everything that I was able to do in high school and in college, that, you know, that was the end of the road. I would have to find some other ways to survive if I was going to survive in the United States. But DACA, you know, like, that was an opportunity, a 5-year opportunity window that really let me know that I had a chance. I had a chance of, you know, fulfilling my mother's dreams. I had a chance of fulfilling my own dreams.
Tony's deferred action expires in December 2018. A little breathing room compared to some other dreamers whose deferrals will expire before the 6-month deadline given to Congress.
We have to get the Congress to pass a bipartisan legislation in both houses, and President Trump has to approve it. DHS has to come up with new policies. And 6 months is just not enough time. So I am worried for the very first batch of people who will be losing their DACA on March 6th.
U.S. Senator Cory Booker says DACA tops his list of legislative priorities.
This is one argument, whether it's a moral argument, economic argument. There's just no argument that can justify taking someone who's been in this country since they were 1.5 years old and sending them back to a nation that I have more memory of than they might.
Pretty much the scenario for Jason, who came to America from Peru when he was 5 years old.
You know, and I feel like that's what America is all about, being able to have the courage to go out there, voice your opinion, and actually change something. So if this dream, this idea that we have of being a nation truly together for immigrants, if that idea is with all of us and we fight and we try to make it happen, I believe that we can make it happen.
In Newark, I'm Ang Santos, WBGO News.